Good day, y'all, and welcome back to the Power Hour. I am your guest host today, Just Jody, the founder and broadcaster from the Patriots Help and Patriots News Network. And I am going to be co-hosting today with the one and only Mr. Terry Sacca. That's right. He's from the Rigged Against You podcast and the Cornerstone Asset Metals Company. So if you're listening today, this Power Hour is meant for you. Terry, hi, how you doing this morning?
Wonderful, Jody. This is fun. I'm a co-host idea. I think you and I are going to have some fun educating and bringing people information I think they're not used to hearing.
This is very true. First, let's tell them a little bit about you. I told them a little bit about me real quick, about Patriots Health and Patriots Network, so they know who they're listening to today.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I was a financial advisor. I'm an accredited asset management specialist and was a financial advisor at AG Edwards. So I have multiple financial licenses in the paper world, I call it. But then I got out back in 2008 when we really started seeing a lot going on and got into tangible assets. So I'm mostly in commodities. I'm a chief strategist at Cornerstone Asset Metals, dealing mainly in gold and silver, but even other commodities, and really are focusing on getting, God made it very clear to me, get people ready for what is coming. And so the mission clearly is to inform people of the real information, because what I found is it's changed so radically that it's rigged against us. Most of the data and information they're telling us just flat out isn't true. So I think the important thing for we the people, and especially here in the kingdom, we better be, I think, armed with knowledge, because what does it say? The truth will set us free. And so I'm on a mission to do just that. And God made it clear to me, get my people ready. And that's what I'm here to do.
Amen. That is so the truth. You know, the economy, or lack thereof, has been faced with such tributes of trials over the last, I'll say 6 years, but 4 years, you know, specifically. And I just want to say, Terry, it is time to take our country back, right? The truth will prevail. So my question is, who in the heck is running our country right now, Terry?
Well, if you really want to know, it is actually a council. It's not even, I mean, the president's a puppet, but it is really a council. There's about 12 people that are identified. They're on both sides of the party, so it's a little, but this council is legit. These are people that are in extremely powerful positions, some in the Senate, some in Congress, some outside. They are really calling the shots. And so for people to dig deep, that council is what is doing the job of the government, and they control it all. And that's why Biden can be sitting at the beach for 2 weeks and, you know, enjoying the surf. But the country's moving because it's really these deep-seated council members. And this is what is a little concerning for we the people. I think we've had an idea of elected officials and we would do things a certain way. But Congress doesn't really have the ability to do what they think they do. And the Senate, really, most powerful. So it's really this council and these group of people, that's what has to get stopped. And so what we need to do is focus on this is, I know people get into the whole concept, oh, revolution and ideas like this. It just, that's not the way this is going to happen. If we want to change the direction of this country, not just for our financial benefit, but ideological and really secure the true aspect of what America was about, we need to do it legally, because there's a great taking coming and it's all been changed in the laws and we need to understand that, but we need to do it through the law. And so we need people in Congress that actually have the courage, that are not blackmailed, and actually have the courage to do what is right for we the people and not for this globalist agenda.
Oh, this is so accurate. I've been watching social media posting lately more than usual. And I will have to say, everyone's like, where's Joe Biden? And the huge thing is, ever since they kicked him out unconstitutionally, we haven't seen much of him. And now we have this ghost candidate running in the 2024 election named Kamala, right? She refuses to talk to any of the media and finally agrees to do a sit down with CNN, the corrupt news network. And as long as Tim Walz is there with her to hold her hand. So I find this to be very strange leadership, or lack thereof, in my opinion. And she has this dangerous flip-flop game. In every media release is done by some anonymous staffer. I'm like, anonymous staffer? Usually you know who this staff is, right?
Right.
That surrounds the vice president or the president.
Yeah.
So I have to say they think that we literally are a bunch of sheep who cannot see the truth, you know.
And, or we have more control or power to do it. Like if we, right. I think a lot of people, you know, especially when they see the incredible crackdown against our liberties, our rights, you know, the Constitution, when they can just speak out and use their First Amendment, and yet through censorship, now they're trying to throw people in jail just for objecting to something. That is absolutely not American. That goes into Bolshevik tactics. That gets into communism, tyranny. And there's so much irony here. I mean, the irony is so thick. The hypocrisy, the corruption, and the lies. And we've got to stop that. We really need to start getting to truth. And I know the government can't tell the truth for nothing. But come on, we do need to get to a point where we start getting truth. And the truth will serve every American. That's the point here. Not this big ideological global, and this global is real, Jody. I mean, when the World Economic Forum says it, the United Nations is trying. This is real, the one world order idea. They want to take us to a digital ID, digital currency, totally programmable, tell us what we can and cannot do. They want to take us to this point because then they can control our behavior and everything falls apart at that point. And if people don't think, and this is the part that's frustrating, I know you are too, we're Americans. We don't believe this can happen, but this is normalcy bias. Intelligent people in denial because they haven't seen it or they can't even believe that it's possible. But we must take back the country through truth and handle things. Because remember, justice was supposed to be blind, right? We're not supposed to have politics in the justice system. And yet we're seeing it abused and lawfare abused in ways that if we let it go, we absolutely will be Cuba. We will be Venezuela. And before you know it, you won't be able to do anything about it.
This is so true, which is really why we're seeing these countries already invest in the digital currency, ignore the our currency, right, and conform to the BRICS nations. So this to me is, you know, everyone's been telling us, protect your assets, you know, do the gold and silver. It's God's money. It'll always spend. And, you know, that's why, you know, honestly, I started working with Terry from Cornerstone Metals because of that, you guys. There's so many things that are coming our way that will not be able to be financed any longer. So if you want to buy, you know, something happens and you need to relocate or you need a new vehicle, these finance rates are through the roof. There's no way a possible middle-class American family can afford it anymore. And if you have more than two children, it's now costing a family of four the amount that it would cost a family of eight to survive. So it's a big deal.
Well, and they can't stop it. We're at the end of a currency cycle. I mean, we've done this a few times in our country, so it's not like a surprise, but we're at the end of this Federal Reserve note, which is an IOU. It's a, you know, contract, but we're at the end of this cycle. And so the interest rates really should be going up, not down. So, right, we can't afford it even at this level. They will start lowering for politics, but we're done. We're printing literally $1 trillion into the float every 3 months. And that's going to get worse because we're paying about $1.6 trillion by the end of the year just in interest on our debt. So instead of being a reserve currency dominant with morals and integrity, 159 countries have now signed on to the BRICS unit. That currency is 40% backed by gold. And it started out with just 12 countries, and mainstream media kept saying, oh, that's going to take 10, 20 years. No, 159 countries signed on. Saudi Arabia told the Americans, take a hike. The petrodollar is over. It was the petrodollar because we forced Saudi Arabia into this agreement. We protect you by military. You force all the oil and energy to be purchased in a dollar. That is gone. And I know you get the mainstream, some of the mainstream economists saying, oh, that was never a really big deal. Of course it was, because they had to own our treasuries. They had to own our currencies. And now they're leaving. We are now a multipolar world where multiple nations, specifically China and Russia, aka why there's this Ukraine war is so important. They need to break Russia up to stop this. And they have $70 trillion in natural resources, so not a bad idea to get our corporate goons in there. But the world has decided to go a different route. And so the hegemony the United States holds is no longer there. So gold and silver is important, absolutely, because the world is going there. The BRICS currency is 40% backed by gold, so it's an element of it. I even like certain cryptos because we are going to go digital. We will. And now maybe not full. We do like to keep our currency. We would like to have some flexibility and freedom. I'd like to be able to give a $50 tip to someone, you know, and have them be able to go home with currency. Yeah. But at the same time, there are going to be certain cryptos that are going to run the digital peer-to-peer transactions. And that's important too, to being diversified. I think more than anything else, Jody, we need to understand we're at a time in history. When Klaus Schwab came out and said that you're going to have nothing and like it, they know the U.S. Commercial Code 5 and 6 has been changed. The laws are very clear in bankruptcy or what we would call a full economic meltdown. Your stocks, your bonds, your currency in the bank is not yours. You're actually an unsecured creditor and they're titled in street name only. And the worst part, it's actually collateral by the legal system to the debts of the financial system. So if you don't think they can take it, you're not reading the laws. And that's why the World Economic Forum is saying this. So the world sees, and right now, even in headlines, the Chinese and Russians came out and said they need to prepare for the dollar's collapse. I know many just don't believe that's possible. It's so strong right now, but they don't see the world is pivoting away from Americans. They're tired of our bullion. And if they think we can steal $300 billion in the Russian reserves and there not be a consequence, it's coming. And the consequence may not be kinetic. Maybe they try to push a World War III, but the consequence is going to be ditching of the dollar, de-dollarization away at a time we're printing trillions. And when you study history, that doesn't work. You want to talk about inflation, we could be seeing hyperinflation soon.
Oh, not even kidding you. I can say to anybody listening, the American people, that it is the most serious financial time of your life, and take it serious moving forth, you know, to close this little economical portion of the show today. It's just very, very serious. And I was one who didn't fall into it very early either. And I am now at a stage where it has become vital for everyone to have a secure investment and have it on hand.
Well, and I think the important part too, Jody, is that the media is not telling us. They keep telling us we have this boom in economy after the pandemic, yet a million jobs were a total lie. There has not been one job gain in the last 3 years, not one, to American people. They literally, all the jobs created, most were part-time, and they were all foreign-born. I'm stunned nobody says anything. I mean, the Wall Street Journal has come out with a poll and said two-thirds of the people don't believe in the American dream. And currently today, we have 3,000 people being laid off every single day. That's just about 100,000 people a month. And you even have Warren Buffett dumping shares and stocks left and right. So that tells you something. And just on that last note on the inflation, they're so flat out lying to us about inflation. If you take the 1980s way of measuring inflation, which we were honest back then, it currently inflation is 12%. It was as high as 18%. So yes, it did come down when they say it came down. But we're currently at 12%. And so the Fed's here saying, well, inflation's come down so we can lower rates. They're lying. And that part is disturbing because it's we, the people, that have to go buy the groceries, that have the expenses that are out of line. And they're telling us everything's okay. Now, we shouldn't be concerned or have fear. But I think understanding we are going through this fourth turning in history. And we're going one way or the other. We're going either freedom's gone, Marxist, communist, or we the people will have a chance to rebuild our nation with new laws that empower every individual if we do it the right way, instead of the 0.1% in our nation. Because it's real. These numbers I'm saying are real, but it's rigged against us because they need to keep the system going. But the bigger problem, the world knows it. That's why the Chinese, the Russians, and all of these other nations are moving away from the dollar in trade. And what is the most important thing in this world is trade. And then energy, of course, right?
Yeah.
We're losing the trade. And China controls the routes. It's an old Silk Road re-incurred. They own the ports. They own the shipping lanes. We can't even control the Red Sea.
Right
now, right? And they think we're going to control these routes down by Malaysia. They control the trade. This is why America is in such a precarious point in history, because we need to get back. But I don't think we can do it if we're going to be a bully. We need to get back with integrity and character and lead almost as a Ronald Reagan-ist kind of authority.
Transparency, you know?
Yes, bring people in. Make inclusive. Mm-hmm. If we want to talk about inclusive, let's include these nations into the global economy. Do you know what? When Donald Trump, right at the end there, we were getting ready to have the biggest economic boom this world ever saw because of the trillions printed through the pandemic. But instead, of course, this whole thing was rigged. He's out. They come in. They kill our energy independence. They go to war immediately. And now the world goes, whoa, instead of a time when we all could have been wealthy, even a waitress could have had opportunity for wealth. We end up going to war. We end up destroying this. And this is just the wrong tack. And you got to ask the question, why? Except that they want to take us into this one world control grid digital ID. And if you don't believe it, go look at Ireland, look at England. They're persecuting their own people instead of the immigrants coming in to trying to change the cultures. All I know is it's by design to put us into chaos, Cloward Piven, and set us into this third world state of control. And most people just don't want to have to think about that. It's too scary for them. But if we don't, we lose our freedom. And it's not just financial. We lose our children. We lose the ability to be neighborly, because now you're going to have people snitching. We're going to go into that world where your neighbor cheats or snitches on you. So it's a scary time from that perspective, but we have to change it legally and put people in place that are not paid off or bribed by the Chi-Coms, I call it, because enough is enough. And we need to do the right thing for we the people and our family if we ever want to have prosperity in the future.
Yeah, so true. It has been such a, you know, a four-year plan of deceit and lies. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, something really started breaking free late last night. And I want to hit some of these trending topics before the break, which one of them was this bombshell new video that emerged, okay? During all the deceit of the economy and, you know, we could go on and on with the voting and so many things. There was also the J6 incident that was portrayed so horribly. And I just really took note that this bombshell new video that emerged, the top investigative journalist, Julie Kelly, I don't know if you've heard of her, reveals research that was leading her to conclude that the feds planted a J6 bomb. The assassin, Thomas Crook, had a Fed handler and was in communication with the FBI informant as an agent or an asset or something. And it had all the hallmarks of a true setup. So a recently discovered video from J6 shows that the individual believed to be a police carrying a bag toward the location where the so-called pipe bomb was found at the DNC now, right? And this is about 15 minutes before another officer actually discovers the device, right? Mm. So we're saying like officers that are not working for our city per se, right? So this is another shady moment. This story is about to break free today. And you guys heard it first here on the Power Hour.
That's great. Right? And you know, and that I think we've all, I don't care about the word salad that, you know, these mainstream people try to use. Who's kidding who? Rigged. Absolutely. All of this has been rigged. There's even video of Nancy Pelosi knowing she should have had the National Guard there. They opened the doors to the Capitol. It absolutely, I don't understand why we don't see this. Of course it was a setup. It was a false flag. It was definitely designed to create this narrative so they can then go after to shut down opposition, shut down free people's speech, just like the Cubans, just like communists do. It was absolutely a deep state setup, but I don't know why most people just don't acknowledge it. Even at the highest of the Republican political levels, they get angry about J6. I'm like, listen, who's kidding who, all right? If you had the National Guard there, that never would have happened. Trump was telling them to be peaceful. They opened the doors and they're walking through peacefully. It was a total setup. I just don't get why those that should be fighting for freedom are not willing to acknowledge it, which tells you there's deeper powers here. And it goes to that council and the world order, really.
Hate to interrupt, but we're about to go to break here in 3 seconds, and we will be right back here on the Power Hour. Oh, we have a minute and a half. Great. So I can add that through all of this, we finally are seeing, you know, our voices starting to reoccur, and they're trying to submerge before the election and bust us up. So my favorite moment of the week was definitely that Zuckerberg is under fire for Facebook. Okay. They're coming after him, and he finally admits, totally admits that he was part of it, saying Meta CEO and chairman Mark Zuckerberg admits that his social media platform, Facebook, was pressured by the Biden-Harris government to censor Americans who posted about the COVID-19 pandemic on his website, right? Additionally, the tech billionaire acknowledged that the Federal Bureau of Investigations had warned them about potential Russian disinformation regarding Burisma and the Biden family, which directly resulted in the New York Post about Hunter Biden's laptop story being suppressed that the rest of the world caught on to. So they're coming after Zuckerberg now. He has to admit it. And now we are about ready to go to break. All righty, everyone. Welcome back to the Power Hour. I am just Jody, and I am hosting today with Terry Sacca. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines for some calls in between our content this morning. And we're going to start off with Brady from Arizona.
Yeah, good morning. I was just going to, bring up the topic of, you know, right now, a lot of people don't even realize we're living under a military coup. You know, it happened with the stolen election back in 2020 under Donald Trump. You know, and we've been going on for 3 years now and said, even if you bring up anything with election fraud, you're a right winger. But we all know that Joe Biden did not get 80 million votes. And that the thing is what's happening right now is, so you're living under a coup, and this government that we're under and our CIA, look across the world how many coups in the last 10 years that they've orchestrated. And the one that they got going right now in Ukraine, you got the one that's going to happen in the next 2 months is in Georgia, and that's in Georgia of Russia. Mm-hmm. They're setting up in October to do the same thing they did with Ukraine. And if you follow what they're doing over in Europe, that hole where you're supposed to support Ukraine and the Ukro-Nazis, it's not going too well across the world because the people that are under Zelensky, most of them are neo-Nazis. It's just taken the world probably 10 years now to figure out this government is arming neo-Nazis aligned with the German Reich.
Right. Okay. I'm just going to jump in here for a minute, Brady, and I couldn't agree with you more. It is a coup we have been living through, and there's also a coup stacked on top of a coup right now, if you notice what they actually even did to Joe Biden. So, like, he was under a coup, right? They just kind of swiped him aside. Regardless of how we feel about that, it was still unconstitutional, and we continue to see that. What do you think, Terry?
Well, you know, Brady's interested point is in the military. I'm an Army wartime veteran, and, you know, back when I was in military, we're military. I mean, I'll just say we were serious alphas. Like, we were warriors in our mindset. We were trained to be warriors. Now, today, the scary part about having a military coup is they've done a systematic job of demasculinizing, if that was a word there, the military. They're taking away the warrior nature of the military. And they're downing it. They're almost not just dumbing it down, but they're taking away our ability to be true warriors. That's when it gets scary, because the military is in control, but they're with people that are not patriots. If you noticed what happened through the pandemic, they tried everything they could to take out patriots out of the military. They were even eliminating special force patriots. And I've known a lot of brothers that had to get out. They're like, man, I can't deal with this, especially as a Christian. You know, they're even coming after the Christians now. And back at my time, we were a Christian fighting nation for the most part. And that's the part that's a concern, because our military is supposed to be our friend, the last resort. Now, good news, there are a lot of good, still solid patriots in the military, even some of my family, and I know some hardcore warriors that are still in there. So it's still viable that we can have a military backing us up. But if we continue to allow this type of administration to get reelected, they will destroy that military forever, where a coup absolutely will be happening, because they won't care about the Constitution. They won't care about our individual liberties and rights. They will enforce, and that's why they need our guns, because they know the Americans, especially where I'm from, it's not happening. Like, you just, you know, we carry guns on our hips. So
right.
You just don't want to go there. So they need to take the guns, then bring in the military, and then we're Cuba at that point.
I appreciate it. Brady, thank you for calling in today. We really do appreciate it from Arizona. God bless you. I wanted to get moving on over into what I saw popping up recently in late evening last night about Jim Jordan in Ohio. You know, he is on the House Judiciary Committee. So this whole case with Trump that has been so part of the coup as per se, right? With all of these fake charges, in my opinion, he finally issued a subpoena yesterday for information on the political work conducted by the daughter of the New York State Supreme Court Judge Merchan. And Jordan sent this letter out, Terry, to Michael Nellis, the founder and the CEO of Authentic Campaigns, right? This is a company that has done political work for the top Democratic clients like Biden and Kamala Harris. And they're accusing him of failing to comply with the House investigators' demands. So here with Jim Jordan getting involved, they're basically finding out that the committee wrote to Lauren Merchan, okay, that's the daughter of the judge, earlier in the month, requesting these documents in this probe, which they later relate back to her working for these Democratic campaigns across the nation over time, and is currently still listed on the Biden-Harris campaign, which is now the Harris campaign, right? So she is one of the workers, and that would cause a big problem. So Jordan wrote, popularly, whatever that means, I'm not sure, elected, I think he just means popular and it's spelled wrong, elected prosecutors such as Manhattan DA attorney Alvin Bragg engaged in an unprecedented abuse of authority by prosecuting the former president of the United States and current nominee for that office. Of relevance to the committee's oversight, the impartiality of the judge Juan Merchan, the presiding trial judge, due to his refusal to recuse him from the case in the light of his apparent conflicts and interest. So the whole case ends up screaming election interference. And this is a big deal this week and next week as we trial through this, because not only is it election interference, Trump is requesting for this trial date to be after the election because of the election interference that it's involving. So this conflict is now the daughter of the judge and the president of the is also the president of the Authentic Campaigns. They are working on behalf to take down President Trump for the judge. So Jordan's pointing this out, and he has given them until September 11th to reply on the subpoena and do whatever it is he's asking legally, or she and he can actually be held accountable in the court of law. So this happened yesterday, and I'll have to say that Merchants Employment with Harris, that campaign, it received over $7 million in compensation for its services. That is not part of the campaign money, right? They were actually being compensated for this is what it is starting to look like. So, yeah. She has actually September 13th. I said,
yeah, here's what's concerning, Jody, is we knew this a year ago.
Yeah.
So all due respect, Jordan, where were you 12? I mean, why is this process take so long? Justice is supposed to be blind. We knew immediately this was a political witch hunt. We knew immediately that this was designed to tie him up, try everything we can to throw him in jail. They can make up charges on every single one of us in the country if they really want to, right? Mm-hmm. But we knew immediately, where's all of the other congressmen? Where are the senators? Where were people 12 months ago when we knew this to be the case? We knew it was a political hit job. Yeah. We knew he should have recused himself. This should have never even gone. Where's the Supreme Court? So that's the part where we have to be concerned is when our judges start showing this bias, when we, the people, put our faith into the institution to govern and have law over us, once they start failing and showing this level of political hit, that's where your nation falls. This goes into the stages of an empire collapsing. All we need is a faith in the loss of our currency, which is happening, and that in history shows empires collapse. That is what gets me. Where were we 12 months ago when we knew it right away? It was already true. Go at it. But nobody did. So now you send a letter 2 months before the election? Well, thank you, Jordan, but, you know, a little late to the party.
I'm like, who's holding this House Judiciary Committee back? What is the problem here? And where is our Speaker of the House? Like, he has yet to invoke all of his authority and powers. So I've been rather upset as well with Speaker Johnson for not invoking all of his authorities, you know. And not
I know, because look at Nancy Pelosi. You got to give her credit, whether she is a total sociopath.
Right.
She was good at what she did. She was at least really her good. Power. Yeah, she was good with
it
power.
Wrongly.
Yes, but she was good at how to do it. And Republicans, I don't get it. It's like they're kindergartners or elementary school when it comes to politics. I don't quite understand. And that's what, you know, gets me with Republicans. They're literally like elementary school tactics. They just don't have the bravado and the grit to really truly hold and take and leverage power like the Democrats do. That's one thing I respect about Democrats. We may disagree, but boy, do they sure know how to use it. And Republicans are literally as flat as it gets. I mean, they're just schoolboys compared to it. And that is the part that, you know, I think is more concerning than anything else, is we don't really have a team on our side. Right. We have a country that has one side, very powerful, bent on destroying the Constitution, bent on taking we the people into a slave state with digital ID, digital currency. And the other side just seems to, well, we're going to investigate. We're going to do. And what? Investigate?
What are you
Nancy Pelosi would have had you already impeached in, you know, a month. So come on.
Here's my thing. We the people did the heavy lifting. Mm. We have the work. We have all the proof of everything. It's out there. So, you know, they have it.
Yes.
You know, and we've been fighting so hard so long that it's ridiculous as we watch the rhinos just, you know, pale on their backs like that.
Well, and does that not go back to Lincoln when you think about it? Even Lincoln had the rhino. I mean, he had to lie to them, which had made it is a pretty, you know, famous history. But he had to lie to them about passing that. I think it was the 13th Amendment. And, you know, we always had that issue in Republicans. Democrats, they stay in line or they get obliterated. But Republicans, we've always had this, and I get it, but we're definitely not very good at wielding our power, and that's why we're probably not going to survive as a nation, because we don't have one side truly fighting. But you're right, there are people willing to fight, you know, for the Constitution and patriotism, but where are they? Why haven't they been wielding that power and taking charge, even in the Senate? Who says anything? I mean, Rand Paul was the only one that pointed out the corruption of the pandemic. Where was everybody else? And so when you see that level of breakdown in the very people we're supposed to have faith in, it's a very difficult position to think that we're going to be able to fight back and come back, because Trump will have his, you know, he'll have a tough day. If Trump were to even get in, because I think they're going to steal it flat out. I mean, here's the thing with the election. Okay, we know it was rigged. I don't care. You know, give me a break. All right. The laws were broken. Laws were broken in Pennsylvania. Laws were broken in Arizona. The point was, simple laws were broken and they allowed them to be broken. Yeah. That was the basis. That was what Pence was there to do. Pence wasn't there to, you know, here it is. He was there to recognize laws were broken, send them back to the states to rectify these broken laws and then certify properly. But they allowed laws to be broken. And to me, that we all know that. And based on that alone, this election would have been different.
Right. I want to remind everyone also that the phone lines are open if you guys want to call in at 844-769-2944 and you press 1 and the producer will bring you into the back. So speaking of what you're talking about here, I noticed a lot of things. One of them, totally irritated about this election already in Michigan. So we have such a corrupt Secretary of State in my home state here. Yeah. You know, yeah, Benson, she's horrible. She yesterday, I have a note on it here, issued a threat to any local election official who chooses to withhold the certification of election results in the event of fraud. She says, we will come for you, even if there's fraud and you hold back the election results.
Now, why isn't she under investigation for even making that comment?
Thank you.
Why are we not going after her for tyrannical statements of violating the First Amendment of the Constitution?
Yes.
Why are we even allowing them to even say that they can do something like that? That's unacceptable behavior.
It's unacceptable. In other words, this woman is saying, we plan on cheating again. And she's going to go ahead and get a a little bit ahead of the story by forcing the counties to certify whatever fraudulent results we have.
Yes.
So it is so irritating. And I love that General Flynn requote truth her and says, you can tell the always tell the evil ones by their eyes. And I'm like, sure, it's true. She's got wicked eyes, right?
Yeah, you can. And, you know, that's where it gets spooky. I mean, I'm being a Detroit boy. You know, I'm with you with Michigan. And but Detroit back in the day, boy, we were just such a great state. And, you know, most of Michigan is Republican, but they control the cities. They're manipulating. I have no idea why they voted in what they have now. So Michigan seems out to lunch. But why are they allowed to make statements that are obviously tyrannical, obviously corrupt and illegal to even make those comments, because you're basically bullying? Isn't that a Soviet tactic? Yeah. Isn't that what Bolsheviks kind of do? And yet no one's really saying anything. Where is everybody in Michigan and Detroit and around? Why aren't they saying
it? It's getting really crazy here. You know, we're involved on that level and it's getting crazy. And we've been fighting it for a while. But what I can say is people are not just sitting there anymore.
Good.
And it's not as overran as you think. Like even Wayne County, we're seeing, you know, the corrupt county. We are seeing the support for MAGA that you've never seen here. Our biggest concern is always Washtenaw County. I have a quick story and then we're going to get to our caller, Kevin in Ohio. Thank you, Kevin. One moment. So I interviewed someone recently, and I'll make this quick, who said to me, I'm on the election security team. I do this, and that. And I was investigating. I'm part of the lawsuits that went on with the 2020 election. And I want you to know Washtenaw is more corrupt than Wayne due to the college area and how they actually stored the ballots. I said, okay, what's going on? He's like, so they had over 30,000 ballots taken to it wasn't a facility. It is a trailer park. Like a whole park with a bunch of what they so-called would say they're for like kids who are going to go to school there that can rent them. However, they're abandoned and there's illegals living there. And they were filling them out rapidly for months and months inside. And I don't know how they get these ballots early, as well as an apartment complex. So out of that county alone came close to was it 80 or 70,000? Don't mark my words on that, but it was high number of fraudulent ballots. So
yeah, and before we get to Kevin, let me just throw this in.
Yeah.
If the Democrats, if the Republicans were doing what the Democrats are doing, this would never be allowed. So I don't quite get why we don't stop it when if Democrats saw Republicans doing this, it would be volcano fire through this nation and other parts of the Asian rim. And so the, unfortunately, there's just not enough and we're not able to mine it because I'm in the mining side of things, in the refining side of things. It's not there. We can open pit mine and we're still getting like a quarter ounce per ton and a half of earth. So it's not there. So the prices are going to have to go increasingly higher in order to force it out of private hands. But it is. It's a revolutionary technology change. And there could be hope because right now these EVs are terrible and those batteries are so toxic that we're, what are we going to do with them? It's like nuclear waste.
It is. And our weapons, we blow it up in every bomb, every missile.
Yeah, we do.
Has it been? That's not recovered.
No. No, I mean, we say goodbye to our bathroom mirrors. We may start getting distortions soon because we won't be able to use silver to make our mirror.
Right. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for calling in today. We've thoroughly enjoyed you.
God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you, Kevin.
All right, Terry, as I'm paying attention to the clock, I want to make sure you get anything closing you want to say in our last, like, a little less than 3 minutes in. And, I've had such a great time hosting with you today, by the way.
It was wonderful.
So
and I just really think you and I really understand a lot of the depth that we want to get out to the people. And, you know, it was an honor. I do think that, you know, the Power Hour, I think this was an honor to be a part of it. You know, I would encourage people, if you want to know, you know, tidbits of information like this, go to my podcast, Rigged Against You, in YouTube and or Rumble. And then you could always go to Cornerstone Asset Metals and register for information if you're interested in gold and silver, because we are there to serve the people. We the people, we're boutique. We've been around a long time, but we're there for the people more than anything else, because it's about protecting the people that it is more than the business.
And they are Christian owned and operated.
Oh, yeah. We're pretty
and
on fire.
That's the
thing
right there. You know, I had a lot of people that I've dealt with through gold and silver before I found Cornerstone Asset Metals. And I will not trust anyone else because I'm very, very concerned about some of the big, huge companies, not the product itself, but the people. And
they'll gouge you five, six times more than you need to pay.
Right.
If they got gold in the name of the company, it's 9 out of 10 of them are gouging you in ways you just don't want. So
no. And I want to tell everyone today to remember truly, you know, that we are the one and only nation completely under God. Okay. And let's remember that during these times of uncertainty that our faith will carry us. And this is very important. I'm going to say God always wins, and we the people have the power. So we're going to see more of that in every state. It's going to be a rough couple of months to get there, but we're going to get there together. And, you know, God is going to be the resource for everyone, in my opinion. And
Jody, real quick before we go,
absolutely.
The world is counting on America.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it from all over the world. They are counting on America to make sure we don't go down this road, because if we go down, the world goes down. So the world is pulling for America, folks. This is how important this is. It's not about just America.
Right.
The world is counting on us to maintain freedom for all we the people.
Amen. That's so true. I want to tell everyone today, and especially here at the Power Hour, thank you for having us. Thank you for listening. We truly appreciate it. I will say that the Power Hour is funded mostly by the audience. So if anyone can donate a small amount to this free speech platform, please go on over to thepowermall.com. It will be greatly appreciated. You can find Terry at cornerstoneassetmetals.com and on Rumble at Rigged Against You, or it's also on his website. I'm just Jody. I'm on True Social as that, just Jody7 on X, and the founder of the Patriots Helping Patriots News Network. I host many interviews there, along with some of my other broadcasters who have shows there. So please give it a check out if you enjoyed this today. We are also on BBS Radio and TV. So thank you to everyone who has tuned in to the Power Hour today.
Financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.